from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want? What do you want?
And that's a great question.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, chef's kiss, Grandy. Honestly.
For sure.
And maybe, like, again, I want to leave open for the possibility that something is at play here that we don't know about. But my God, it's getting real hard to see through those weeds. It feels like Brandon's been offered everything, right? And if somebody, like, if this gets to a week from now and I hear, well, the sticking point was California taxes. Oh, my God. Get your helmet on. There's a game in 20 days, and it matters to a lot of people, including your teammates.
It should matter to him.
Get your helmet on. And if you don't want your helmet, go get a different helmet. I don't know where else to go with this.
Well, you can go to Pittsburgh on September 7th, which, you know, Andrew Filippone, friend of the program, friend of the station, friend of the market.
Just a friend.
He's a good friend.
Just a friend. Go ahead.
I'll be honest. I did unfollow him last week.
You did?
I thought it was over. I thought we were done and dusted with the Filippone portion of our life.
You also like to unfollow and mute people.
Yes.
Even people who are very close to you.
I like to keep my follower count under 1,000, and I looked recently, and I was at 1020.
Oh, that's too many.
Yeah.
So I had to purge.
I had to go through and purge, and so I go back, and I look, and I saw Andrew Filippone, and I thought, well, he doesn't follow me, so that right there is strike one.
Do you still follow me?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you muted me?
No. You're in there.
Ever?
He's asking hard questions. And that is a good question.
That's a great question.
I don't think I've ever muted you.
That's a great question.
But of the other four people on the station, well, Steiny's off Twitter, but right. He had been muted.
Okay.
You
didn't mute Guru. That's not okay.
Guru will like Instagram messages,
well, sure.
Like text messages. We play dominoes together. I don't need Twitter content to know what's going on with the goo. Joe Shasky?
Yep.
Yeah, he was muted for a long time. And
what about Bonte?
Bonte in spots.
In spots.
He gets the mute, unmute, depending on how hot he's running.
Okay.
Because sometimes Bonte will go on like a 12 or 14 tweet like manifesto, and it's like, okay, I'm gonna need the night off.
You need a break.
And then in the morning it's like, what's Bonte doing? And then I'll get back. So he probably has the most mute unmutes of the station.
Okay.
But I think that you've been mostly clean. Sometimes I'm going back to the 103 win year? No, 107 win year.
Oh, well, that was before I even got here.
That was like as you got here.
I got here as the playoffs started.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'll always tell the Giants that. Everything was going great.
And then
wasn't going great. And it hasn't gone great since.
I think you've been fine on the, I don't think you've been muted. Instagram for sure.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Enough of your happiness.
Yeah, I'll take
that
out.
No way you're that happy.
Get out of here.
We're in Hawaii.
Another vacation with me and my lovely girlfriend. Smiley, smiley, happy, happy.
She's pretty great.
Get out of here. She's amazing. And you are too, but
thank you.
Sometimes it's a little much.
Speaking of vacation, let's go to Connor in Truckee.
Should we?
Which I was just there on vacation last week as well.
You're so muted.
Hello. Hi, Connor. What are you doing in one of the greatest places on earth?
Just hanging, man.
Yeah, I bet.
Listening to y'all.
So yeah. What's up?
I just had a thought, and I kind of did my own research, so ooh, I might have debunked it. I had the thought, is there anything, if the blood was really that bad between the, you know, the higher-ups and Aiyuk, what's to stop them from giving him that deal that the supposedly the Patriots had on the table, give him $33 million or whatever, and then trade him?
Oh.
Some kind of dead cap.
Well,
signing bonus thing would be suspicious or something. But
I don't know. Like, and then, but Connor, you said you did your own research. What, and what, why? What'd you find?
Well, I found this, just this article or this Reddit post from 7 years ago, someone asking a similar question.
Yeah.
And someone said that, something, the bonus money accelerates all at once. And I guess you'd have to take a big hit basically on the front end of it. And I'm assuming he would be kind of suspicious if it was just completely backloaded, but, and I guess the other team would have to agree to it, but I mean, if they were really that set up, I wouldn't blame them, because at this point it's getting a little bit ridiculous.
Yeah, I understand the emotions, and Connor, thank you very much. But I like the NFL teams. I think, at least, I'm not going to say this has never happened. I think about the Washington franchise when Dan Snyder was owning it and all the stupidity that happened there and whatnot. But like, I don't think good franchises make business decisions in a spiteful way. Like, that's, you don't play that game. Why would you do that? If you want Brandon Aiyuk off the team, you can just get him off the team. And there's a number of ways the Niners not only can do that, but could have already done that. So, like, when I sit here and express this frustration, I don't think that the Niners and Brandon Aiyuk hate each other. I think it's no different than a family member, a parent and a kid, two siblings. Like, you can be furious at one another, but it's like you could also then have a 3-minute conversation and everything's fine.
Right.
I don't think they're looking to swipe each other at the leg. I think everybody's fed up.
Yeah, and I don't know what the negotiations are like, but it feels like they were far apart. In the beginning, they were close, and then they were far apart, and now it felt like, you know, we are getting inexorably closer to this being done. Meanwhile, Pittsburgh is still lurking out there, and the reports are that, you know, Pittsburgh still feels like they have a chance to get it done. And if I don't even know, like, where this information's all coming from. I do know this, and Schefter had this earlier in his quote, and you played the shorter version of the long quote that he gave to McAfee, which is, the Niners want Brandon. Brandon wants to be a Niner. The Niners want to pay Brandon, and Brandon wants to be paid by the Niners. So if all those things are true, what's the holdup?
I have that. It's actually, they...
And he says it better than me.
Well, they split, but, they, according to sources.
Thank you.
We got this cut up into two different pieces. Here's the part you're talking about.
They've made him multiple offers to try to keep him. But for whatever reason, that deal hasn't gotten done, and that has allowed other teams to enter the fray with trade conversations. And so I think we're at the point now where we're going to start to get a push here to see how this winds up, how it's resolved. And I think the 49ers would like to keep him, want to keep him. I still think that's the more likely scenario, but to think that there's any likely scenario in this particular situation would be a mistake, because there was a time when I thought, okay, sounds like he's going to be traded to Cleveland. And then there was a time where I thought, well, it sounds like he's going to be traded to New England. And then there was a time I thought, okay, he's going to be traded to Pittsburgh. And then I thought there was a time he's re-signing with San Francisco. And here we are on, what is it?
20th.
Tuesday, August 20th, and nothing is still done. Nothing. And I just think that everybody is at the point where they know they need to get resolution, whatever that is.
Do they? If everyone knows that this needs to end, then it would be over.
Right.
And it's weeks not. Ago. So someone, I don't know if it's Brandon, I don't know if it's Kyle, if it's Parag, if it's Brandon's agent, if it's Brandon's girlfriend, his brother, I don't know. But someone does not think it needs to be over, or else it would be over.
Exactly. It would have been over back in March or June after the draft or August when camp got started, or here we are in the end of August and it still goes on and on and on. Either Parag Marate is totally nickel and diming Brandon, or Brandon is doing the same to them and saying, no, I want 28.55. And they say, no more than 27.75. And he says, okay, I'll do it for 28.54. Like, what is the negotiation like? If both parties want this done, why isn't it done? It just is ridiculous.
Josina Anderson, who is awesome, I think, does a great job. Very, very dialed in. This was about 2.5 hours ago. And this is why I brought up the California taxes thing. Listen to what she wrote. She writes, just a thought. Had a conversation with a league source expressing mild surprise today that what the Patriots were prepared to offer Brandon with the first year max cash flow figure alone, not the APY, didn't compel the completion of a trade. Alternately, taxes in California were noted in the mental calculation of comparative earnings and lifetime earnings and considerations as well. Anyways, carry on. See, when I read that, and I read that actually just about 20 minutes ago. My annoyance meter was already up to here.
Sure.
I'm up at eye level. That's where my annoyance meter was when I got here today on this. That makes it go up. That makes it go up because that tells me the minutiae that we're dealing with right now in this contract. And I know that's easy for me to say.
Right.
Mark, you're talking about hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, yeah, over the life of the deal. Right. I am.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
So what? And sometimes $1 million matters, sometimes it doesn't. Brandon, you got drafted in California. Them's the deal. There's nothing the Niners can do about that. And no, they don't have to pay for that. Because you're not a free agent. And they've offered you three different states where you could go play instead. So if that's what we're dealing with, no wonder Kyle Shanahan is pulling his Z's out. Zero update.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I wish I could tell you guys, but Brandon's upstairs right now talking about decimal points in 2029.
Maybe, he's talking about what the number is up front. Because basically what she said in that tweet that I heard was, New England's offer, even though it might have been a reported $32.5 million average annual value, the upfront money was crap. And that's why he was not thrilled about it. And that's kind of what I heard.
No, she's saying that the league source expressed surprise that the Patriots' offer didn't compel a deal. Like she's right. saying she that the league source was surprised that they were going to offer first year max cash flow. And that alone
did not compel a deal.
According to the league source, you'd think would get it done.
But it didn't. Right. And I wonder if it's because, you know, he looks at the back end of that deal and thinks, you've got no quarterback and I'm going to get cut right. because you're going to be looking to, you know, rebuild this thing for 5 years anyway, even though he gets max money up front. And meanwhile, the Niners are probably trying to do it a different way, saying, oh, you know, we're going to be good for a long time, but, you know, Brock is coming up, so let's backload your deal. And, you know, you'll get $35 million guaranteed at signing, but, you know, we're going to give you 25 up front, and then the number is going to maybe go down or stay flat. And then after 2 years, well, all your guaranteed money's gone. And so at that point, you know, we can kind of get rid of you if we want to.
Dude, you're wearing everybody out.
Not exactly, both sides. No, both sides.
but to me right now in this moment, much more Brandon. The 49ers have made all kinds of missteps here, but I'd argue they're not wearing me out. They're not wearing me out because what I see with the 49ers is a team, and I know that they're acting in their own interest. I understand that. But at the same time, I see a team that has offered someone who's not a free agent a way out. And they didn't need to do that. You don't like our offer? Okay. What about this? What about door number two? Door number three? Door number four? And you're getting no, no, no. So if you're getting no's across the board, well, I'm sorry, Brandon. That's on you. It just is. That's on you.
It is, but they've allowed him to get more 100%. And more power. Every single day that goes by, it feels like he gets more power in the deal because you've got no Pearsall and Cowing is behind schedule. And so what are you going to do, Kyle? What are you going to do, Hotshot? You got 20 days until the opener. Are you going to go with Juwan and Conley and Debo? Is that what you're going to do on Monday Night Football?
Okay, how about this? You know what would be fun?
Yikes.
I'm going to send a text message. You know that we've done this before. It must be football season. I'm going to get my guy on a text. I'd love for you to predict it right now. What's the spread?
Your odds guy.
What's the spread in the game? What's
right
the spread
now?
Right now? Yeah.
Monday Night Football, 20 days from now, Niners hosting the Jets.
I would say
they are favored by 5.
Okay, I'm going to try to get this as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I'd guess it's by 5. The look-ahead line is, look. I'd say that the line is 5.
All right, I'm going to the NFL games.
Yeah, I could have started longer.
49ers are down at the bottom,
you know,
Monday night.
I don't
night.
Really do that very often.
The 49ers right now are a 4.5-point
look
favorite.
At me.
Okay, very
Can
good.
Can I get something for that?
Very good.
I see 5.5. Sam's
okay,
around there.
Okay.
Whatever. I'm within half a point either way. I thought it deserved some accoutrement.
My
so
site says 4.5.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Way to go, Dibs.
Is it
better, Lucas?
Good job.
And you can thank me for not being the last one to pay for fantasy football. I was the penultimate payment, second to last.
Oh, I was going to say, you weren't first because I
paid
a week and a half ago.
No, I paid yesterday after I threw a tantrum.
Who didn't pay yet, Lucas?
I'm not going to say that.
No, Lucas, who didn't pay?
Who do you think?
You.
Lay off.
No, I've paid. I paid myself.
Grandy. Oh, no.
It's the same person we have to have an issue with
well,
every
he's,
year.
No, but he's traveling.
Yeah, that's true.
He's traveling.
It won't be an issue till Monday.
He's traveling.
It's bothering me.
I got the over-under on the goo payment at week 3.
Okay.
I know.
Got the over.
yeah.
All right.
Just one more quick aside.
Go for it.
I told Lucas yesterday, I said, I'm not paying until Guru pays.
And yes, you are.
Well, and he said, do you really want to, like, do that to me? He's like, that's kind of Guru's thing. Does it have to be your thing? And I was mad. And I was like, yeah, that's it. That's it. I'm not paying. And then, like, an hour later, I was like, here you go. Here's your $100.
Guru's going to pay you next Friday. He's going to pay you next Friday.
I hope so.
Yeah, it's payday. Payday, yeah.
So was last Friday.
I know. Yeah, I'm told we get one of those every other week.
Every 2 weeks.
Anyway. The number being between 4.5 and 5.5 is assuming, I think, that Brandon's going to be in the game. And Trent, right?
Yeah. It's a look-ahead line, so yes.
If Brandon got traded to the Steelers tonight, what happens to the line? Does it move at all?
Maybe a half a point.
All right, then what are we doing?
Maybe a point. What are we doing?
Yeah, like, come on, man.
We're like, We're getting direct deposit based on this one contract discussion.
No, but I mean, like, can the 49ers beat the Jets with Debo, Juwan, and Chris Conley? Yes.
And they can also lose to them.
Well, they can lose to them with Brandon Ayuk.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think they probably will.
And I'm not, by the way, I'm not arguing that the Niners are just as good without Brandon Ayuk. I'm simply saying I'm not one who believes that it just craters their whole world.
No, but they're not a Super Bowl team if they don't have Brandon Ayuk. And that's
disagree.
My opinion.
And I disagree, and that's fine. But I look at this right now and I go, there has to be a cap. There has to be. There's got to be a limit on how much you'll accept here. How much negativity, how much stretching this out, how much annoyance, how much frustration, how many seconds are your Z's? How long are your Z's going to get, Kyle?
Zero updates. Nothing's changed.
How long are they going to get? Zero update.
Right.
Let's go to Mike in San Jose. Hi, Mike. You're on with Willard and Dibs. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? I appreciate you taking my call.
Yeah, man. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. I just want to say, like, as a Niner fan, you know, the frustrations, I feel like this is every single offseason, probably dating back to the Super Bowl loss in 2020. Like, it's either that, it's the quarterback issue with Jimmy G and Trey, and then Purdy comes along, and then Purdy gets injured, and we all think, oh, what's going to happen in the offseason? Is he going to be able to go into training camp? He won't get that chemistry going. And then Nick Bosa holds out, and then now it's the whole Ayuk situation. I just think, you know, my thoughts on this is Ayuk is acting a little childish at this point. He has all his options set up. It's kind of like pick something, dude, right? Like the more days it goes along, I'm like, I don't even want to talk about it anymore. I'm like, every single tweet, it's the exact same thing. Like, oh, there's no updates. Oh, there's negotiation talks, but nothing moved forward. Oh, we have, you know, one team is talking about this, but the other team is saying, you know, I don't want to go ahead with this. I'm like, I feel like this is a Groundhog Day at this point. Like, every single day is the exact same thing. And the closer and closer it gets to, like, opening day, if the Niners end up doing something, like, 2 days before, I feel like every single Niner fan will be frustrated. And you don't want that sort of bad juju going into, like, you know, this year where we're still a Super Bowl team. Like with Ayuk, we're still favorites to win the whole thing. So I'm saying just get the deal done. Let's move forward. It's football season, and I'm also taking the over, by the way.
Okay. On what? 11.5?
On Guru.
That's fair. Yeah. Mike, thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
I'll just say this. Doesn't it feel like there's always drama around the Cowboys?
Yeah, for the most part.
And that's just because they're the Cowboys. Like, right now, there's major dramatic things happening with the Bengals, with the New York Jets, Philadelphia Eagles, hell, the Miami Dolphins. There's all kinds of stuff going on. Nobody talks about them because they're the Jets. Like, these are the 49ers. And I'd argue that in the last handful of years, they have absolutely become Cowboys West. And they may have even surpassed them in some metrics. That's why it feels like there's drama every August, because it's the Niners. I think a lot of these teams have drama, but this is just the Niners are a big flipping deal. So I don't mind that there's some drama. Doesn't this one feel different than other holdouts / hold-ins?
Yes. This feels like almost like one of the shows that my lovely wife Supper watches, where you're fighting just to fight. It's the Real Housewives of fill in the blank, because she watches them all. And it's like, Are you really going to fight over this? And a lot of times these women, they fight over stuff because it allows them to get more airtime and it allows them to get a storyline. And this feels like the Real Housewives of Santa Clara, where Brandon Ayuk and his agent are just trying to drag this out so that he's getting the attention and that he's getting publicity, as opposed to what? Coming into camp. It feels like he doesn't want to come into camp. Like Trent Williams. This is the way I see the Trent Williams thing. They went to Trent and they said, hey, Trent, how you doing? I want more money. I'm not coming in without more money. Okay, big fella. We want you here by August 28th. So between now and then, chill and we'll find you more money. Cool. All right. Call me back. And that's that. This is Instagram, TikTok.
Yeah.
They say they don't want me. trade me. Here's a trade. I don't want to go there. Trade me. Maybe I'll go there. I'm coming in. I'm holding in. I'm bro hugging. All the rest of it. This feels like a Bravo show, whereas Trent Williams feels much more like it's just business.
I agree with that.
That's the difference.
I still have zero. Yeah, I still have zero Trent concerns. Zero.
Zero, right? And it's, yeah. I mean, but Trent is like.
Bigger deal.
On the surface, for it's sure. A huger deal.
Yeah, it's a bigger deal. There's no
but
question.
But there's no worries.
No. Mo in the city. Hey, Mo, what's going on? You're on Willard and Dibs.
What's going on, guys? I feel like you guys are trying to get an Emmy. I think y'all trying to get an Emmy this year because y'all didn't cut up this Brandon Ayuk situation. In 100 different parts. Y'all didn't talk about his emotion, the money. Y'all didn't talk about Shanahan and how he feel. And nobody talked about Purdy. Purdy need Brandon Ayuk more than the Niners because you seen how he looked in the preseason game. He telling these wide receivers, come back, go this way, go left. They didn't know what to do. And you got to think, Brandon Ayuk is a better route runner than Debo. So nine times out of 10, during the season, you guys got to say as real. And another thing to Dibs before I go on, Dibs, all the fans don't feel like we ain't upset about Brandon Ayuk. Ayuk, it's okay. But what I want to say to you guys real quick was Purdy needs Brent Ayuk.
Thanks, Mo. We got to run. First of all, Emmys aren't for radio, but I'll take one.
I have one.
Yeah, exactly. Whoop. Secondarily, though, does Brandon, quote unquote, or does Purdy need Brandon? I think he needs good receivers. I think he's got a few of them. Brandon is one of them. He's not the only one. I'm not going to put, like, you're right. The receivers in the preseason game look ridiculous. And none of them will be the receivers on September 9th. Purdy with Conley, Debo, and Juwan, I think is fine. I think is a very good quarterback. No, I got no concerns.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.